Vaccine History Timeline. The Great Prelude. Smallpox Vaccination. 1721 to 1800. Variolation, from variola, the Latin word for smallpox, is used as an inoculation procedure against smallpox in Britain, its American colonies, and in Europe. 1796 to 1801. Edward Jenner claims to experiment with cowpox to inoculate humans against smallpox. He describes his experiment in his 1798 pamphlet, An Inquiry into the Causes and Effects of the Variolae Vaccinae. His account of his procedure, which he revises in subsequent publications, is eventually embraced in England, Europe, and the United States during the 19th century, with many nations passing vaccine mandates. 1801. James Smith, a physician in Baltimore, Maryland, advocates Jenner's method in the U.S. and becomes the first official vaccine agent to preserve and furnish genuine vaccine matter to the citizens of the United States. 1806 to 1874. Multiple jurisdictions in Europe pass laws making vaccination compulsory. 1813. U.S. Congress passes first Vaccine Act, authorizing Smith and other vaccine agents to eradicate smallpox with a mass vaccination campaign. 1822. Congress repeals the Vaccine Act after it is discovered that a physician in Tarboro, North Carolina, conducted 10 inoculations with actual smallpox. Dr. Smith unintentionally furnished actual smallpox matter by U.S. mail, erroneously believing it to be cowpox, also known at the time as kinepox. 1853. U.K. Parliament passes the Vaccination Act, making the procedure compulsory for all British children. Massachusetts becomes the first U.S. state to require vaccination for children to attend public school. 1898. Parliament amends the Vaccination Act for smallpox with a conscientious objector clause, allowing parents who do not believe vaccines are safe or effective to obtain a certificate exempting their children from vaccination. 1946. Parliament nullifies the 1853 Vaccination Act. Experimentation and Development. 1885. Louis Pasteur experiments with a post-exposure rabies vaccine that seems to work on a patient named Joseph Meister. 1894. First, an ineffective cholera vaccine developed by Jaime Ferran. 1888. Diphtheria toxin is discovered by Emile Roux. 1892 to 1895. Diphtheria antitoxin, passive serum therapy, is developed by Emil von Behring and Paul Ehrlich. 1896. Typhoid vaccine of doubtful efficacy is developed by Almroth Edward Wright, Richard Pfeiffer, and Wilhelm Kohler. 1897. Tetanus antitoxin, passive serum therapy, is developed by Edmond Nocard. 1901. In St. Louis, 13 children die of tetanus-contaminated diphtheria antitoxin. 9 children in Camden, New Jersey, die from a contaminated smallpox vaccine. The first Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine is awarded to Emil von Behring for his work in developing a diphtheria antitoxin. 1902. The U.S. Biologics Control Act is passed, regulating vaccine and antitoxin producers. The act results in bankruptcy for one-third of antitoxin and vaccine manufacturers. 1905. Supreme Court rules in Jacobson v. Massachusetts that the city of Cambridge, Massachusetts, can fine residents who refuse to receive smallpox vaccine. 1906. Jules Baudet and Octave Jeongu isolate Bordetella pertussis, the causative agent of whooping cough. 1914. First whole cell pertussis vaccine developed. 1914 to 1915. First vaccines for rabies and typhoid are licensed in the United States. 1914 to 1918. Tetanus antitoxin, mass-produced from horses, is used to treat wounded soldiers during World War I. Though the therapy is estimated to have saved thousands of wounded soldiers, it also causes severe and even fatal allergic reactions. 1921. William H. Park conducts a large-scale experiment to immunize New York City school children using a mixture of diphtheria toxin and antitoxin. 1923. Gaston Raymond develops diphtheria toxoid, an inactivated form of the diphtheria toxin. 1924. First tetanus toxoid vaccine developed. 1927. BCG, Bacille Calmette-Guerin, vaccine of doubtful efficacy, is used to immunize some newborns against tuberculosis. 1937. Max Tyler, Hugh Smith, and Eugen Hagen develop the 17D vaccine against yellow fever, 32 years after the last outbreak in the U.S., in New Orleans in 1905. The vaccine is approved in 1938. Tyler later wins the Nobel Prize. 1937. Tetanus toxoid adsorbed is first licensed in the United States. 1939. Pearl Kendrick and Grace Eldering publish a study purporting to show the efficacy of the pertussis, whooping cough, vaccine. 1945. The first influenza vaccine is approved for military use, then civilian use the next year. Doctors Thomas Francis Jr. and Jonas Salk lead the research team. The modern vaccination era. 1947. Combination of diphtheria and tetanus toxoids for pediatric use is first licensed in the United States. 1948. Diphtheria toxoid, tetanus toxoid, and whooping cough, whole cell pertussis, vaccine, are combined into one, DTP, shot. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends it for all American children. 1952 to 1955. Jonas Salk develops the inactivated polio vaccine. Trials involving over 1.3 million children are conducted in 1954. Mass vaccination program commences in 1955. A vaccine, mass-produced by Qatar Laboratories version, infects 40,000 children with polio, paralyzing or partly paralyzing 200, and killing 10. 1955. John Enders and Thomas Peebles isolate the measles virus in cell culture. 1960. Albert Sabin's live attenuated polio vaccine is given orally as drops or on a sugar cube. 1961. Simian virus 40, SV40, a monkey virus suspected to cause cancer in humans, is discovered to have contaminated polio vaccines. Initial steps to remove it are inadequate, and SV40 continues to contaminate inactivated and live attenuated vaccines through 1963. 1962. President John F. Kennedy signs the Vaccination Assistance Act into law, authorizing the CDC to support mass immunization campaigns. 1963. Despite incidents with the Salk and Sabin vaccines, 20 U.S. states pass vaccine mandates for children to attend public school. Most other states soon follow. First live virus measles vaccine, Rubeovax by Merck, is licensed. 1964. A rubella epidemic in the United States purportedly results in 20,000 newborns with congenital rubella syndrome, CRS. 1966 to 1968. CDC announces first national measles eradication campaign and later declares it a success, with measles incidence purportedly decreasing by more than 90% compared with pre-vaccine era levels. 1967. First mumps vaccine is licensed in the United States. 1969. First rubella vaccine is licensed in the United States. 1971. Combined measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, MMR by Merck, is licensed, as well as combined measles and rubella vaccine, MRVAX, developed by Maurice Hillman at Merck. CDC recommends discontinuing routine vaccination for smallpox in the United States. 1976. A national vaccination campaign against swine flu is launched and then aborted after reports that 25 died and hundreds developed Guillain-Barré syndrome shortly after receiving the shot. 1977. First pneumococcal vaccine is licensed in the United States. 1981. First hepatitis B viral vaccines, developed by Merck and the Pasteur Institute, are licensed in the United States. 1985. HIB, Haemophilus influenza type B vaccines, are licensed. 1986. Hepatitis B vaccine, Recombavax, HB, by Merck, using recombinant DNA, is licensed. 1986. Congress passes the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, granting liability protection to vaccine makers in the event their products cause injury or death. 1986 to 2018. Several vaccines are added to the schedule, and children receive far more shots than ever before. By 2018, children may receive 27 shots by 2 years of age and up to 6 shots in a single visit. 1998. Dr. Andrew Wakefield and colleagues publish a paper in The Lancet presenting the hypothesis that the combined measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR, vaccine may cause intestinal inflammation and autism in some children. The paper ignites a major controversy. 2011. The editors of The Lancet retract Wakefield's study. Wakefield is vilified and ostracized in the UK, and his medical license is revoked by the British General Medical Council, which accuses him of failing to disclose financial conflicts of interest. 2021. CDC issues a report stating that the prevalence of autism tripled between 2000 and 2016. CDC's Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring, ADDM, network estimates 1 in 36 children has been identified with autism spectrum disorder. The Bioweapons Era. 2004. Congress passes the BioShield Act to accelerate the research, development, purchase, and availability of effective medical countermeasures against chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats, frequently abbreviated as CBRN. 2005. Passage of the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness, PREP, Act of 2005 grants liability protection for countermeasures such as new vaccines against biological threats. 2014 to 2020. Lab experiments are conducted to modify SARS bat coronaviruses to infect the human respiratory tract for the dual purpose of creating a pathogen and vaccines to counter it. 2016. Stéphane Bancel, CEO of Moderna Inc., files for U.S. patent 9,587,003 on a genetic sequence. 6 years later, this sequence is found to match the genetic sequence for a key part of the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2, the causative agent of COVID-19. 2016 to 2020, NIAID has stated it collaborated with Moderna for 4 years prior to emergence of SARS-CoV-2. January 11, 2020, Chinese researchers published the genome of SARS-CoV-2, the causative agent of COVID-19. March 16, 2020, NIAID and Moderna Inc. announced they are conducting a clinical trial for their jointly developed mRNA-1273 vaccine for possible use against SARS-CoV-2, thereby inaugurating the era of mRNA vaccines for respiratory viral infections. December 10, 2020. FDA grants emergency use authorization to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Mass vaccinations begin 4 days later. Moderna is granted emergency use authorization on December 17, 2020.